Hey, it's Rich Eisen right here on Twitter at Rich Eisen, but really on Westwood One, but on Twitter. You'll get the drift. All year long, I'm doing an interview for the Monday Night Football pregame show on Westwood One with the NFL's biggest stars all season long. I've been doing it. I'm going to keep doing it because no one's going to stop me. And with that in mind, it's time for another Mercedes-Benz interview segment sponsored by Mercedes-Benz Vans. Mercedes-Benz Sprinter asks, when was the last time you chased a dream? Whether you're ready to take your business to the next level or live the van life, a Mercedes-Benz Sprinter van is the van for the job. Joining us on the Mercedes-Benz Vans phone line in advance of Monday Night Football in front of the 12s on a Monday night, the Seattle Seahawks hosting the New Orleans Saints. And the man who is in the middle of this defense, as he has been now for 10 NFL seasons, he's in the middle of his 10th campaign with the Seahawks. He is Bobby Wagner. How are you, Bobby?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm better for talking to you, when that is the truth, man. I love watching you play. You know that. I tell that to you all the time. So I just want to ask, how are you a different player than when you first strolled into the NFL? How are you different, Bobby?
Oh, man. I would say I'm a lot smarter. A lot wiser. I think when I first got into the league, I was moving so fast and trying to, you know, be everywhere, and like my technique and my footwork wasn't as crisp as it probably is now. I've definitely grown as a leader, as a man, and so I would say those are probably the major differences.
So where are you guys in the season right now? What would you rate your first third of the season so far, Bobby Wagner?
I don't know if I'll have a rating, but I definitely feel like, you know, we're not where we want to be. Obviously, 2-4 is not where, you know, we planned on being this season. But, you know, I think there was a lot of opportunity for growth and a lot of opportunity to get better. And I think that's the thing that you kind of focus on, is just understanding that, you know, we have the players that can really make an impact and really change the season around. But it's up to us as players to you know, execute out there on the field, which I'm confident that we could do that. You know, for me and Russ, you know, we've been in this situation before, and so it's not something that's foreign to us. Obviously, you want to start in the, you want to put yourself in this hole, but, you know, it's good when you have history on getting out of it.
I mean, you know, speaking of a situation, though, that Russ has not been in before, it's with an earbud in his ear, you know, coaching, essentially, as he did on Sunday Night Football. What's that like for you to be on the sideline and Russ is on the sideline with you because the offense is out there without him? What's that like?
Yeah, it's definitely different. You know, it's amazing that he's gone this long without having to miss any games. You know, I think that talks about how well he handles his body off the field. Even the injury that he had, it was like a freak accident. It just, you know, hit his hand on somebody's helmet. And so, you know, it's definitely a different feeling, but, you know, you see Russ engaged. You see him still active mentally and taking mental reps, and, you know, he's still working out crazy. And so, you know, whenever that hand is ready to go, I definitely feel like he's going to pick up right where he left off.
Right. And then, you know, it's interesting. You said, you know, Russ and I, we've been in this situation before. It used to be you could name more names, right, who used to be in this situation before. Do you sometimes look around the locker room and just say, oh, my God, I'm the OG around here? Does that ever kind of land on you that way?
Yeah, 100%. You know, I go back to when I first got into the league and I told Mebane that I was born in 90. And he looked at me like I was crazy because, you know, he was born in like 84 or something like that. And I didn't think that was a big deal until, you know, now some guys are coming in and saying they were born in 97, 98. And I'm just like, dang, I've been around that long, you know, for guys to be, you know, born while I'm doing this. So it's definitely an interesting feeling, but it's fun too because you get to learn kind of a new generation and how they think.
So how do they think? What do you think? What do you got for me on that?
They definitely think different. You know what I mean? You know, they're into a lot more things that, you know, I don't think I was interested in, like, as far as like just everything is centered around social media and everything is centered around Twitter, Instagram, those things. I mean, obviously I have them, but, you know, I think there's more to life, and I think that comes with maturity.
Yeah.
You know, so as those guys get more mature, I feel like they'll see, you know, they got to put their phones down and go out there and explore the world and talk to some people in their face instead of behind the phone.
Huh.
So you don't have a TikTok? Is that what you're saying, Bobby Wagner? There's no Bobby
Wagner? I do not have a TikTok. I do not have a TikTok.
You got a clock. You got a clock in your head for trying to clock somebody with fewer steps. That's what we've, we've just established right now.
TikTok is probably not the one I'll get.
What needs to change starting Monday night for the Seattle Seahawks, Bobby Wagner? Give me something. What do you got for me?
I think we need to execute all four quarters. I think that's the biggest thing. I think we show flashes in each of the games where, you know, we show our potential, we show what we're capable of doing, but we just haven't put it together, you know, all four quarters. And so, you know, I think if we do that and do the stuff that we're capable of doing, but over the duration of the entire game, we'll be fine. That's why I'm confident that, you know, we'll get this thing turned around because we've showed what we're capable of doing when everybody is on at the same time. And so it's just about being focused, communicating, and executing at a high level for the whole game.
And then what is the challenge with the Saints coming off their bye week for you, Bobby? I assume you're circling 41 in the meeting rooms. I mean, what do you have for me on that front?
Yeah, you're definitely paying attention to 41. I think that is the beginning of the offense. You know, I think they want to get the ball in his hand, whether it's running the ball, passing the ball. You know, he's a very, very special player. So, you know, we definitely have to have eyes for him. You know, Jameis is going to do his thing. You see his growth, you know, from when he got into the league to that kind of brief period where he wasn't in the league or he was a backup quarterback. You see him making better decisions with the ball. And so we just have to be on our job and capitalize on mistakes when they happen.
All right. And what do you do in your spare time, Bobby Wagner? What does Bobby Wagner do in spare time?
I learn everything that I can, but I like to get involved in business. So whenever I'm not playing football, I am either reading something towards business, looking at investments, being involved in a venture fund out here named Fuse in Seattle.
Okay.
And you know, figuring out ways to grow this wealth that I've been blessed enough to get.
Okay, so you're looking over the steering wheel about what you're going to do whenever you stop doing what you're currently doing, Bobby?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I think I you know, I've had a lot of great mentors, you know, guide me in the right direction. So I've kind of been doing this for a while. I've been doing this since like 2013. So it's something that I have a passion for, and whenever I decide to walk away from this game, not anytime soon. You know, I think I'll be in good shape.
Okay. Guys like Gates? Is that Bill Gates? Is he counseling you? Is that who it is? Who else?
I mean, I haven't been blessed enough to meet Bill Gates, but I feel like, you know, putting in a good word, I think I would past that door.
No, man. I mean, he might be.
If you call him, I know I'll get in.
I don't know. He might be a neighbor of yours.
A lot of weight.
You got a lot of rich people up there in Seattle. You might be a neighbor of yours, you know?
I'll definitely run into him, but I'm saying if I get the, you know, the rich approval, then I know it's going to happen for sure.
Okay. Yeah, I know a guy named Bill, and there's a gate, you know, near my door in my house. That's about it. But
hey, that's a step in the right direction. I like
that. And we're about saving steps. That's what this whole conversation's been about.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
All right, Bobby Wagner. Thanks for calling. Have a great Monday night football game. Let's do this down the 2021 line. Thanks for the call.
Appreciate it. Anytime.